Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette to host A250 flag ceremony ahead of nation's 250th anniversary. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A patriotic event is coming to Gillette this week as the community prepares to welcome a historic symbol traveling across the country. Residents are invited to attend a special ceremony Tuesday, March 24th at 5:15 p.m. at the Campbell County Sheriff's Office on West Box Elder Road. The event will honor the A250 flag sojourn, a nationwide journey of a commemorative American flag leading up to the United States' 250th anniversary in 2026. Sheriff Scott Matheny said being selected for the ceremony is a great honor for our community. As the flag travels from community to community, organizers say the goal is to bring people together to reflect on the nation's history, honor those who have served, and celebrate American values. Local officials say the ceremony offers a chance for Gillette residents to be a part of that larger national effort while showing pride in their community and country. The event is open to the public, and organizers are encouraging residents to attend and take part of the celebration. Public records debate continues after transparency bill fails in Wyoming. A push to improve public access to government records in Wyoming is continuing even after a key bill failed during the recent legislative session. According to Wildfile, Senate File 49, which aimed to update Wyoming's Public Records Act, did not pass this year, but lawmakers and stakeholders say the issue is far from over. Journalists and transparency advocates argue public records are essential for government accountability. Sarah Squires, the managing editor of the Lander Journal, Riverton Ranger, and Wind River News, says limiting access, especially through high fees, can prevent important investigations from ever happening. At the same time, local governments say responding to records requests can be costly and time-consuming, particularly for small offices which have limited staff. Darlene Potter with Wyoming Public Records says there's growing public interest in accessing records, but also acknowledges the strain on local agencies trying to keep up. The proposed bill would have adjusted fees, timelines, and penalties for noncompliance, but lawmakers said it needed more work. Now, public records reform has been named a top interim priority, with further discussion expected ahead of the 2027 legislative session. Supporters say the goal is to find the right balance between transparency for the public and practical limits for government agencies. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.